Hello, everybody. This is the first episode of the Positivity Podcast. My name is Lucas Thompson, and I'm going to be sharing with you some life lessons on positivity and how to have a more positive outlook on life. So, what I want to start with is what I will be talking about on this podcast. Most of it will be about positivity. Some will be about goals, how to improve your day. Some will be about fitness, eating, different things like that. So, occasionally I will also talk about things that are not positivity or health related. Like, sometimes I'll be talking about news, but most of the times it'll be positive news because most news is, like, negative. So, we're all about positivity here. So, another thing, I want to share a few of my inspirations to start this podcast. So my first inspiration is Super Average. He's really helped me with my life and how to have a positive outlook on life, and his positivity really helps me on the day-to-day. So you can check him out on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram. Some things that he's done for me is I started watching him back in like July, and he's just a really positive guy. Every time you go on his stream, say hello, he's positive. He has a positive outlook on everything, and he's my biggest inspiration to start this podcast. I want to just read you something that he said to me once. He said, keep pushing and spread positivity even to those who doubt you and hate you. There's enough hate in this world. Let's just keep spreading love. So I think that's a really good quote to have about life. And he's just a really positive guy. Seriously, check him out. He's one of my favorite YouTubers, one of my favorite guys. He's just so positive, and I think you'll really get a laugh once you watch his stuff. Seriously. So the second inspiration, and I only left two inspirations, but is Marques Brownlee or MKBHD. So this isn't really a big inspiration, but he does like mini interviews on his YouTube channel, MKBHD, and with different people like Bill Gates, Elon Musk. But that's just something that really made me want to sit down and actually talk. So that's my second inspiration. So let's get started talking about some positivity. So, how to stay positive? Like, you just have to think about why you are here. Like, seriously, you aren't put on this planet to be happy, not to be negative. Like, most people will understand, but some don't, that to be happy, you have to find positivity. And if you're not happy, there's no positivity. So that's what I want you guys to think about. And another thing is goals. Goals is a really good thing to have, because if you don't have a goal, there is nothing to work towards. Because if you don't work towards anything, your mind is not going to push and keep going and keep grinding. Because your mind keeps thinking about how I can do something that'll improve my life. That's the way you got to think. And the mind loves to accomplish things. So even if you get up in the morning and make your bed, your mind will start off on a positive note and it'll continue into the rest of your day. So just think about right now. What's one thing that you would love to do? So say that it's want to be healthier, or you want to start exercising, want to eat healthier, want to eat more vegetables. The only thing that's stopping you from doing it is your mind. Now, most people would say that the only thing that's stopping you is you, but you can't control your mind all the time. So that's one thing that you just got to think about. If you want to do something, you have to put your mind to it, and you got to do it. So you want to have a positive outlook on life. And another thing I wanted to talk about is how to have a positive outlook on life. Because there's one thing is to think about it, but another thing is to do it. Because if you don't actually do it, it's just a thought. Like, say you wanted to start a business, and you thought about it, you think about it, how successful it's going to be, you have this positive outlook on it, But if you don't actually do it, you don't actually start the business, you don't actually do anything to help you reach those goals, you're not going to actually start the business. And it was just a thought. So that's another thing, is you have to do it. And another thing, coming back to Super Average, before I used to watch him, before July, I used to be so depressed and tired. I used to not eat right, sleep right. And I used to not want to go to school. I used to not want to talk to anybody. I was really down in the dumps. I was really a negative guy. But ever since I watched him, it's just so happy. I used to put quotes on my whiteboard in my room, and I used to look at them every day when I wake up, and I used to think, that's why I woke up today. Because if you don't actually look at something and think about doing something positive, it won't happen. And another thing is write things down. Because if you don't write things down, you're not going to know what to do. You're not going to know how to be positive. So that's another thing. So this is just an introduction. I don't know how long it's going to be. I'm going to try to get these out probably once a week or once every 2 weeks. But just trying something new. I just really want people to be more positive. And like Super Average also said, there's enough hate in this world. So if you keep spreading positivity, imagine every person out of the 7 billion that's in this planet does something positive, even to another person. You know, everybody's going to be so happy. And that's the goal in life, is to be happy. Because if you're not happy, nothing's going to work out in your life. And I don't mean to say that like negative, but you just got to keep pushing, keep working, keep doing everything to make your life more happy. So, let's see, what else can I talk about? Eating healthy. So, if you're not eating healthy, your mind is not going to be healthy. So, if you don't eat vegetables, if you don't eat a well-balanced diet, your mind is not going to want to be happy. It's not going to have the energy levels, and you're not going to have the energy levels to continue with the positivity. And also, exercising. Did you know that even if you exercise for 15 minutes a day, your energy rates go up exponentially? So that's another thing to keep in mind. Because if you're not exercising, you're not having a balanced diet, even if it's out for a walk around the street or whatever you want to do, even if you lift weights, it doesn't matter. Anything that you like to do, anything that will make you happy, because it's all about making you happy. And if without positivity, you're not going to be happy, because positivity leads to happiness. And my goal out of these podcasts is just for everybody who listens to take something out of this and put it into your daily lives and actually work towards the positivity goals. Because if you're not positive, you're not going to have a happy life. And I want to say that to motivate you, not to put you down. But seriously, if you don't work towards something, it's not going to happen. And I know that I learned that the hard way, because I used to not put in work in my schooling and not put in work to try to make my life better. So that's one thing that I want you to do. So I think that's going to be it for the podcast today. I know it's a short podcast, just an introduction. I hope you enjoyed it. And another thing I want to talk about is when you say peace, like when you end something, you say, I'll see you later, peace. But peace means a whole nother meaning. Like when you just say peace, like, all right, see you, peace, there's a deeper meaning to that. Because without peace, you got to understand, peace is the center. Because if you mark down on a paper and you put a circle and it says peace in the middle, everything that around, and you draw everything that happens in your life around it, without peace, nothing is going to work out. So when you say peace to someone, you're actually granting happiness onto them. I think about this every time I hear someone say, oh yeah, see you later, peace. But seriously, it actually motivates me. Because another thing you have to do to find peace and happiness and positivity is find a deeper meaning. Because if you just take things and let it go in one ear, out the other, you're not actually taking it in and thinking about it. So a lot of people might think that if you actually think into something and actually get the details extracted from everything that you think about, you will not be able to actually take what the person is saying to you and use it. So that's another thing that I just wanted to talk about briefly. So I hope everybody is having a wonderful day. Get some exercise, eat some vegetables, and be happy, be positive. I can't tell you guys enough, just be happy, be positive. And I know this is a positivity podcast, not the happiness podcast, but seriously, positivity. If you control your life, you can control your positivity. And so that's all I want you to take from this episode.